First of all, I'd like to congratulate Coach Love and his team. You know, they played a tremendous first leg, shot the ball fantastically well, and you know, we could do nothing about them. But today was about coming down here and salvaging a little bit of pride, I guess, and showing that we could play and match them, and coming away with a win, any kind of win. So delighted to be won the game, although we haven't won the match.
I think the amount of people I've spoken to this afternoon were genuinely shocked by that result last night. I mean, none more so than you, I guess.
Well, likewise, everybody I spoke to, you know, the owner, the coach, they were like, they're really surprised at how well they shot the ball last night. And, you know, sometimes you have games like that where everything just falls for you, and they could almost kick the ball into the basket last night. So, you know, I'm not too disappointed from that respect. I thought we played hard, and we had some good looks ourselves, but we just didn't shoot the ball as well as they did.
So your tactics today, I mean, presumably all you could do was come out and give it your best shot and try to get on the board as quickly as possible, although it wasn't a great start for you, was it?
No, it wasn't a great start. And, you know, playing away is always hard, but especially in this place. I mean, Plymouth don't lose here too often, so we always knew it was going to be hard. And, you know, we want to take it each quarter at a time and, you know, try and win each quarter. We weren't able to do that. And, you know, worst case scenario, we just want to win the game, just to get back on that, get that feeling of winning again. And, you know, I'm really proud of the guys, the way they stuck to the task. We, you know, we could come down here and buried our heads and it would have looked really ugly, but we didn't do that. And I thought, you know, they should be proud of themselves.
I mean, obviously, you've been here, you've tasted success here, winning a trophy here, haven't you? So you know how difficult a place this is to come to. How difficult is it as an opposition coach, albeit one who's much liked and respected by the fans here, so you're never going to get any stick, are you? But, you know, it is a difficult place to come, isn't it?
Unbelievably difficult place to come. You know, fantastic crowd, they're loud, they're vocal, you know, a fantastic, you know, show they put on, regardless of what the team has. And, you know, we love coming down here, our supporters like coming down here, players like playing here, just because of the atmosphere that's created. And it's a wonderful place to come and play basketball.
I remember you cutting a net down from that basket away to our right-hand side here when you had some success here in the trophy a few years ago, didn't you? So it's obviously a place that you hold very dear here.
Most definitely. As I say, you know, the place lends itself to, you know, really good games of basketball. And, you know, you talk about that trophy game. I think we beat Newcastle in that game. And, you know, when they were the favourites, and you know, we played tremendously well here and hard. So, yeah, it does have good memories here. And, you know, moving forward, we're trying to build something at Worcester and little steps. And, you know, it's the first time we've got to the BBL semi-final in the club's history, so we are making progress.
How difficult is it, though, with a club like Worcester? Because, you know, it doesn't have a massive fan base, does it? It's got a fantastic atmosphere there, to be fair, but, you know, it doesn't got a great amount of people who come and watch. So how difficult is that to do?
I mean, it is quite difficult, but I think, you know, what they need to have is, you know, I think, you know, once you start having a team that's winning and getting to semi-finals and finals, people will come and watch. You know, Worcester Rugby Club, they're getting 10,000-12,000 people watching them. So, you know, that the fans are there. You know, people want to support a winning team. We're getting a fantastic new stadium arena next year. It's going to hold 2,000 seats. So we're going to have to do something to fill it.
Indeed so, but where do you want this season to end? Obviously, you've done well against the Raiders so far this year, haven't you? But where do you want it to end for Worcester Wolves? What realistic target?
Well, you know, we've made one of our targets already in getting to a semi-final this year. We've done that, so we've hit that goal. Now we want to win enough games to make sure we make the playoffs, because the club has only done that once in its history. So, you know, what I'm trying to do is put together a team that year on year, you know, we know we're going to get to semi-finals, we know we're going to make the playoffs. And once you start doing that, you give yourselves a chance of getting to finals and winning things.